If you're willing to put your reputation in jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
And want to press your luck.
Big bucks, stop.
Call now and stump the chumps.
There's no cash to be won.
But who wants to be a millionaire anyway?
Is this your final answer?
We have dinner for two as a prize. If you're alone and the price is right.
Have your pets spayed or neutered.
You may be able to take a blind date.
Who knows? There may be even a love connection.
Next, there's Alan. His favorite pastime is playing with his computer.
Stump the Chumps, Soren Petro, Pete Enick, and Curtis Seabolt.
Final hour of the week. Fourth quarter, we finished strong.
Oh, yeah.
You notice that's the first time I've done the left hand? Me did not do that.
Oh, yeah. Shooting pain?
I got the shoulder problem, and now I got a tooth problem. So they gave me stuff for the tooth problem. They're like, now, by the way, so I want you to know this. Don't go out thinking you're going to move furniture. Because pain is there to let us know that we've got a problem, okay? So if you don't feel the pain, you can still do damage. So don't go out and do anything stupid. So I was like, wow, man, my shoulder does feel good. That's back feels good, shoulder feels good. Oh, yeah. Slow down, old man. Fat old man, you're still a fat old man. So
yep.
Don't get too excited. So
I don't like
go back
pain.
Over to this hand.
I don't care for pain too much.
Not a fan?
No.
I mean, me neither.
Not a big fan. I never have cared for it.
Thank God I'm the toughest guy on earth.
Well,
as every man thinks they are.
Well, I've seen that. I've seen that Syracuse ring indention at the old radio stations. Yeah, I know how tough you are.
I like Pete out there on the limb. I'm not really a big fan of pain.
No, I'm not.
I know some people like it.
Yeah.
No, some people
there are some people that
no
do.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
Sure. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. No pain, no gain, your ass. No.
I think that's the third line. If somewhere it got lost in the translation somewhere. No pain, no gain, your ass.
What's the other one? If it doesn't hurt you, if it doesn't kill you. No, that one stinks too. If it doesn't kill you, it helps you. What is that thing?
Yeah,
if
it doesn't kill you, it makes you, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, yeah, that's a cute one.
If it
kills you, you're done. There is no, I'm going to get stronger. No.
Then there's every high school wrestling team's motto on the back. Pain is temporary. Pride is forever.
Yeah, right.
Then you end up being 47 and you can't lift your left arm above your head. Because, we're going to do another rep. Yeah, trust me.
Jerry Kramer playing the 24 hours after a hemorrhoid operation. What in the hell? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. He played in that, what was
that's
it?
That's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
That 16
below
game.
Sphincter surgery means no-go for like seven days.
That 16 below game. I mean, he played one day after a hemorrhoid operation. What?
Curtis gets a colonoscopy. He's off for a month.
I know.
And I don't blame him.
And it's the month before.
Yeah. I've had a hemorrhoid operation. I took 5 days off before the operation.
Yeah.
God, these people pain no good. Are you kidding? Stop that.
The one about pain is pride is forever. Next person, time that person goes to the doctor and says, Doc, my shoulder hurts. Yeah, but are you proud?
Right.
Yes, then get out of here.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Then you're good.
Actually, pain can be forever, too.
Yes.
That's the thing you got.
And thing is, that,
it's not an either or that you get a pick. I'll take a little pain now. Yeah.
And there's not just one pain either. There's a hell of a lot of them. I mean, there's not just one. If there was one pain, I wouldn't mind it so much. But there's a bunch of them. And they hurt.
And there are a lot of things that don't kill you that don't make you stronger.
No.
Many more things that don't kill you.
No, it doesn't make you stronger. Whoever came up with that nugget, I wonder.
I don't know.
Probably a coach.
I'm glad we got, some coaches trying to, get to the next level.
Yeah.
His gig. Oh, you guys just fight through it.
Yeah.
But Dr. Shell never walk. I can fight through it. It's temporary.
My high school coach in football, he tried that old, they put their pants, don't even start that one, putting their pants on the same way. We were playing Leavenworth High School. They put their pants on about a foot higher than we did. That's the damn problem with that. That's the problem with that. They put their pants on the same way, but they were a foot higher.
KU put their pants on just like Northeastern yesterday, and then pummeled them.
Yeah,
so how your pants go on have little to do
Yeah, exactly.
with who's going to win a sporting event.
Man.
Real quick update you on the tournament scores. Iowa, you Hawkeye fans. Woo. I know there's plenty of them in this part of the country. You Hawkeye fans are rejoicing. 70-64, Iowa leading Cincinnati now. Still a long way to go. I thought I had Belmont home. So I fully expect Iowa to spit the bit because I've got the Hawkeyes on my bracket. Mm-hmm. But right now, under two, 70-64, Iowa. We'll see where that one goes. K-State is up 13-9 on UC Irvine. Texas Tech now up 5. There's 2:50 to go in the first half of that one. Texas Tech leading 25-20. And Oklahoma remains in control against Ole Miss. 10:50 left in that game. The Sooners and Lon Kruger are up now. That one counted 73-55. Up 18 and pushing on.
Ole Miss needs the pride of the ABA, Johnny Newman. They're missing something at Ole Miss. They need that 50 points from him.
Yeah. They were shooting 55% in the first half, and they were down 17.
God, how's that?
At halftime. Like, what?
How many shots they take? 7?
Not Jeez. Enough.
Man. And Lebo had the Sooners out.
Well, he gets touchy about the
Well,
Sooners.
He just thinks they're going to suck at everything all the time. He's one of those, you know, pessimism fans.
He's always right when it comes around.
There's just been nothing to enjoy his entire life as an OU fan.
Well, he's used to those playoffs.
Yeah. Used to the wrong end of them.
That's exactly right.
You know. All right. It is a Stump the Chump Friday dinner for two at Jazz. What we're playing for, great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. You can find them in Independence, great pre and post headquarters for your Kansas City Mavericks, right there by the Silverstein Ice Center's arena. Of course, pre and post headquarters for your T-Bones before too long, about a month before the T-Bones get going. And of course, supporting Kansas City out at the Legends and the Original. 39th and State Line. Happy Hour, yeah, they got it, and it's awesome. Live music, best in the city's playing at all three Jazz locations. And if you're a fish eater on Fridays during the Lenten season like I am, tons of great seafood dishes make Jazz your regular Friday stop. If you are sworn off the meat on a Friday, Jazz will be happy to come give you some great, great seafood options at Jazz, the Louisiana Kitchen. Petro, Seabolt, Jed, and of course Peter Yates Enoch here with us. And, Pete, did you fill out a bracket?
No, I didn't because I've got a solid deal. I'm 73 years old. I don't buy yellow bananas. I don't fill out brackets. I just don't have time, man.
Not sure you're going to see the end of the...
No, I 2 weeks down the road? No. No, I'm not going to do that. I quit it the last couple of years. I haven't filled out a bracket. But I'm not in an office atmosphere anymore. I have no computer. So it's kind of like making that hole-in-one when you play golf by yourself and you... Well, I did it. You believe me? No. But, I do it for money is what I do it for.
You could tweet about it.
Yeah, if I had a computer.
Or a phone.
Yeah, I don't even have a phone anymore. I just got a landline phone. I lost my cell phone. I had my cell phone was my wife for that problem. And then I lost it, and I called it a couple times, couldn't find it, and said hell with it. So I really don't have anybody to call either. I mean, I don't care. If I want to get a hold of somebody, I'll talk to them. I mean, or I'll come and talk to you.
Drive over.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need any of that.
All right, good to know.
I just don't have that much time left, man, to put all these little small things. I've got other things I got to worry about.
All right, 913-3810-810. Gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. We're going to lead things off with Dan. You're in the program, Dan. Stump the Chumps, buddy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Pete, I got a question for you. What was the name of the TV show back in, I think it was probably in the 70s, you and Grigsby and a couple of guys sat around a table?
It was kind of like Sound Off or something. I can't remember what it was. It was Grigsby and I and Cordell Stewart or Cordell Patterson or Cordell and Don Fortune. Yeah, it was a hell of a show.
Oh, it was Don Fortune. Okay.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Was it called The Round Table?
That might have been it, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, that might
I
have been
it. I think that was it.
Yep. Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I got a question about the old AFL.
Well, super, let's go.
Gerhard Schwedes.
In the history of the AFL, there was 4 200-yard rushers. This is just regular season now. I'll give you the top one. There was 4 of them. I'll give you the top one.
Paul
Cookie Gilchrist.
Okay.
Cookie Gilchrist ran for 243 yards in a game. Name the other three.
Keith Lincoln. Paul Lowe.
Probably.
Okay, we're going to start Paul Lowe.
That's wrong.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
That's kind of
stunning. Wow. Man. Curtis, didn't you think he rushed for
I thought he did, too.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben.
Champ.
No, that's all right. What was the answer? I had no guess.
Billy Cannon was one.
Yeah, I was going to say Billy Cannon, but.
Jim Nantz.
Wouldn't it say him? Wow. Syracuse, pride of Syracuse right there.
And Clem Daniels.
Clem Daniels, old Kansas City Texan.
Wow.
Kansas City Texan.
All right, let's try this. Joe Montana was taken with the 82nd pick in the third round by the 49ers in 1979. What quarterback did the Chiefs take ahead of him? Pick number 23. The Chiefs took a quarterback in 79. 82 is where Joe Montana went. They took somebody at number 23. First round quarterback. Who did they take? Not quite AFL days, but at least
older. No, no. Yeah, I know that. Oh, boy. I don't know. You guys got me. I'll never get it.
I'll give you one clue. He went to Clemson.
Clemson.
Did he play at a Super Bowl?
He did. Well, I don't know. He played.
He played. He got a ring.
He got a ring.
Yeah.
Played that year for the team that won the Super Bowl.
He was on the Super Bowl shuffle.
He was on the Super Bowl shuffle, which now tells you which team he played for.
Yeah. Oh, Steve Fuller?
Steve Fuller. Well done, Dan. You're a winner. Nice job. I like that one. I like that. That's a good one.
Actually, his name was Interception Jones, and they should have known. This guy, Interception Jones, is pretty
good. But he actually played well when he was filling in for Jim McMahon during that year.
He wasn't a bad ball player.
No, he wasn't a great ball player.
A lot of people don't realize, Sorrento, is the Chiefs took three quarterbacks in the first draft ever. Well, that's for another show.
Yeah.
Another question.
Or later today.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who's listening. 913-810-810. We go next to Kevin. You're in the program, Kevin. Stump the chumps if you think you can.
Oh, I can, Saran.
Okay. All right. Oh, Kevin. I have Kevin up there. Kevin, how are you, buddy? What do you got for us today?
All right. The Spurs won their 22nd consecutive season over 500 or better. What team did they eclipse who held the record before at 21?
Celtics, maybe? Lakers, both of those. Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be one of those two, wouldn't
it? We could eliminate the 76ers right off the bat.
22 straight years. Jed didn't hear the question, so he's asking me. I'll repeat it. 22 straight years. The Spurs clinched their 22nd straight year with a winning record, above 500 record. Whose record did they break at 21?
I mean, you would think it'd be the Lakers or Celtics.
Yeah, I think it'd be one of those two. Celtics won, what, 12 championships in 14 years?
Yeah. Won 13, yeah. I think so. I mean, but it's probably an obvious one, but, I mean, maybe it's not.
The Celtics? Well, the Celtics were kind of crashing. They came back and won that one with Dave Cowens.
Yeah, right.
And
they probably had a little interval in there where they.
Yeah, that they crashed. I mean, the Lakers. Yeah.
How bad did they crash?
Lakers were kind of good and just good for all the way through the Magic era. I kind of leave the
70s
Lakers.
And 80s.
I thought they had a sub-500 season somewhere like in one of Kareem's first years there. I thought they had one year where they were like 40 and 42. I could be wrong.
Really?
So that seems to stick out in my head.
I mean, it could be somebody like the Pistons or one of those older other old teams.
Well, what did he get there, like 73?
75.
Okay, so 75. So 76 all the way through 90-something. We're talking about 21 years. I mean, all he's got to do is get to 97.
It could be.
I think you're onto something there. I think it's other than the Celtics. Well, the Celtics hit a banana peel there after
Magic,
Russell.
When would Magic retire? 92. Yeah. Two or three.
91, because he
came out in
November 91.
Like 17 years. So
I don't think they were under 500 any of the years he was there. So that's
no,
not a bad.
No, they wasn't. But then when he was gone, then they went to Nick Van Exel. They might have been a little bit over. Then they started kind of faltering until they went and got checked. Celtics?
No.
If your gut says Lakers,
go to Lakers.
Well, now I'm kind of thinking, based on that they didn't make it all the way out to 97. Mm. We're going to say the Celtics, Kevin.
It's the Utah Jazz.
Well, that sucks.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you that right now. I do not like that question at all. Yeah, go for it, Pete.
Cow.
All right.
Nice job out of the Jazz.
I just love that we spent 2 minutes debating Celtics and Lakers, and it was the Jazz,
all
of course.
I've seen, I can't name the team in the last couple of days, but I've seen a team that played all five all-white players. Kevin, could you tell me the last all-white team to win the NCAA tournament?
Kentucky.
No.
Ooh, nice guess.
Should I give him a hint?
If you want to.
Darrell Imhoff was the center.
That's not much.
Who was the center?
Darrell Imhoff. He was Wilt's backup in the pros for a while.
Well, I'll go KU.
Joe Kapp went to this same school at the same
time. How many
are
you going to give him?
That's enough.
What'd you say?
University of California.
I shouldn't have done that. Kevin didn't deserve that.
No, you knew he was going to get football.
Yeah,
you got it, Kevin. You got it.
Yeah, 1959 Cal, last all-white team to win it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's good. I'm glad it's 59.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
913-3810-810. Let's talk to T-Box. You're in the program box. Stuff the Chumps.
Does Lawrence have just just bam, bam?
They do. They do. That's how they roll. What do you got, Box?
Yeah. Hey, minimum 25 decisions. Who has the worst NCAA tournament record? What coach has the worst NCAA tournament record?
My guess is, as I was working on something similar to this, would be Rick Barnes.
Minimum 25?
Mm-hmm.
They're in some guy running out of.
Hang on, let me think.
A small con.
Oh no,
bunch
of
times.
Wouldn't be Barnes. Hang on, I'm looking at that. Greg Marshall.
Greg Marshall, you're a clown.
Okay. Who do you think it is?
Box.
Not him.
Okay.
With a Final Four run, how many times has he been in the tournament?
A lot.
Is he really?
You really?
Is this another Greg Marshall?
I think it's Greg Marshall.
All right, Curtis thinks we're going Greg Marshall.
Go with Curtis, if he's that strong about it.
Yeah, Greg Marshall.
Should have known it, Curtis. It was Norm Stewart.
Ah, 16. Are you kidding? Marshall's 11-14. Damn, I looked it up last hour. I thought 440 couldn't be worse than that.
And so, what's Norm?
12-16.
Wow,
they're right there.
That's
the worst record?
With minimum 25
decisions.
All right. There's probably somebody who's over.
Oh, no, I know that.
From like a little league.
Yeah. There are two coaches in this tournament that have coached at least 20 tournament games and have a losing tournament record. Name both.
Well, you said Rick Barnes earlier.
That's why I'm saying name both. I gave you one of them inadvertently. Name the other one.
Oh, my goodness. They had to have coached a lot. Golly.
20 tournament games?
Mm-hmm.
I need a bracket in front of me, and I could probably figure it out.
Both have an opportunity to move to 500 this weekend.
This weekend. They're still in. I don't have a bracket in front of me.
Well, the teams that won yesterday.
Both can do it today.
Okay.
God, they're in games today. Shit. I wish I had a bracket. It's not Boeheim. He's not playing today. I'm trying to think of the teams. I don't know. I can't come up with the other one.
Nice try.
Go get some soap.
It's hard. Get a bracket. Get a bracket.
Soap too.
Rick Barnes, 22-23. Kelvin Sampson is 13-14.
Wow.
They can both move to 500. And at that point, there will only be two coaches that have at least 20, active coaches that have at least 20 coaching games in the NCAA with under 500 records. Mike Bray is 13-14, and Mark Gottfried is 10-11.
They need to win two.
To not be winning records. To have losing records. They'll be off the losing record with one win.
No.
Oh, for
2 days
that's
they
right.
will.
That's right.
Well, but then if they lose the next one, they'll
temporarily,
go back under.
For this moment, they'll be.
So they need to get to the Sweet 16 to have winning records.
Tough to slide at the end of the tournament.
What is Barnes?
22-23.
Yeah, so they both need Sweet 16 runs to get to 500.
Yeah,
Sweet. If they go further than that, then they'll be above it. 913-3810-810. It's a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz is what we're playing for. Great Cajun food. All you got to do, folks, is Stump the Chumps.
The program on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Need to Know is brought to you by 360 Vodka. Their newest flavor, 360 Lime, just hit the shelves. The drinks you can make with this new and versatile flavor are endless. Follow 360 Vodka on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for signature recipes and more.
Impress your friends. Amaze your coworkers. Make your family proud. Here's what you need to know. I'm going to tell you what
you need to know. All right, let's start with a number of things. Football related.
Many things.
Chiefs have re-signed fullback Anthony Sherman to a one-year deal, as expected. I think we all thought that was coming when we saw him. I think he'll be one-year for as long as they think he can play. Dez Bryant says he'll be a steal wherever he goes in free agency. He's been a free agent for almost 2 years
you
now.
Say he's going to steal, or it will be a steal.
A steal a paycheck.
Quotes from Justin Houston after signing for 2 years with the Colts. I have plenty left in the tank, and I think some people don't believe that. So it's more about what I'm going to show the world than myself, because I know what I'm capable of.
The arrogance of these athletes, he thinks the whole world's watching him.
Look what I
just
can do.
Just a bunch of people, a lot of people, but not the whole world.
Like there's
Come
some
on,
people
Justin.
That are like, yeah, like the Chiefs wouldn't give you the money you wanted. I don't know that that's the whole world.
The whole world's not watching you, pal. There's other things to do.
The 12-year-old kids that are making the Nike shoes that Zion's wearing over in China, they're not concerned, Justin. They're not concerned.
3 billion Chinese don't even know who this guy is.
That's right. That's right. Former Chiefs guard Brian Witzman has signed with the Cleveland Browns. You definitely need to know that.
You've got him in some league, don't you?
Probably somewhere.
Offensive lineman.
NFL annual drug testing window for recreational drugs opens on April 20th, 4:20.
That's outstanding.
Oh, hello. Perfect day. Perfect day. What a great day. Second best day.
Trying to weed everyone out there.
Let's see. Going into today, there were 0.25% of perfect brackets. Only 0.25%.
Well,
there are also 20 brackets on the ESPN bracket one that have zero correct picks.
That's me.
That's hard. That's hard to do.
It is. It's very hard.
White Sox have officially signed Alcides Escobar to a minor league deal. That means he just got sent down, doesn't it? Isn't that all that means? I'm not sure. He's been there for a little bit.
Hell, he's better than a player they got.
I didn't compile the list. I'm just the messenger. Don't get mad at me if this one sucks. Blame it on intern Janikowski. This is his list. Wake Forest has said they will keep Danny Manning, if you hadn't heard that. Josh Allen, Kentucky outside linebacker that's expected to be a top five pick, will not participate in any drills at Pro Day. So, like, what does that mean? You'll be there?
What are you doing?
It's not a pro day then.
He's got school. He's busy.
Jammed with class.
He's a Fulbright scholar.
Alabama's in the process of buying out Avery Johnson, another one on our SEC coach list. He's got a good class coming in, had a good class last year, almost made the tournament this year. Like, yeah, you got to go. Yeah. Not good enough. We're Alabama basketball, a rich tradition of nothing. So we're going to fire you.
Yeah, he's a good dresser.
Tom Izzo not apologizing for screaming at freshman forward Aaron Henry. He describes Henry's mistake effort-related. It's effort-related. So I can do whatever I want if it's effort-related.
In fact, he actually brought Henry out and screamed at him during that press conference where he said that. And just to show you, I don't care.
A $1 parlay on every March Madness underdog today would win you $151 billion. So if every dog came home, and I think Iowa was a dog, if you came home, so we're one down, 15 to go, $151 billion.
If you had that much money, would you go to a massage parlor?
No.
See? I knew it.
But would you good would husband. You really be happy?
The kind you're talking about, no.
Yes. Okay.
No. Would you be happy? I don't know.
$150 billion. How in the hell would you... No, I won't even ask how much that is.
And it's like it's only $18 more than Mike Trout's contract, so keep that in mind. Today is also officially National Goof-Off Day. So we brought in the biggest goof-off we know.
Thank you
Pete Enoch
much.
To celebrate National Goof-Off Day.
As Pete calls it every day of his
life. Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice to be here.
Because, us I'm three proud. Are always so straight-laced.
Well, we're busting our tails, nose to the grindstone. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Pete. It's your day, man. Yeah,
well,
it's your day.
I was Employee of the Year.
That's right. You were Employee of the Year.
This
Pete Enoch.
very radio station.
This, the early days of this radio station, Pete Enick, Employee of the Year.
Where'd you get that plaque made again?
No, he won it.
I know.
I was his campaign manager and went around to everybody in the company.
Vote for Pedro.
Trust me, the boss was not happy when he had to give that award to Pete because I went around and campaigned.
Here was my Manafort.
That's true. He was the first person to wear the Vote for Pedro shirt.
You know who shockingly always wins that award? Tell me if every company isn't like this. The boss's assistant.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to rig it and get the boss's assistant the award.
Yeah.
You know, make them feel good.
I grabbed that damn thing when we had that lunch or two.
Oh, you did.
I made Kanye West look like a rookie. Give me that. It's mine. And now you've got it.
Yeah, it's down in my office.
Put your name, yours and my name is both on there.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna let you finish.
You won. But, you won.
Well, I won it.
My name got put on there for campaigning, but you were the employee of the year.
Employee of the year.
All right, here we go. 913-3-810-810. Let's go to George. You're the program, George. Stump the Chumps.
Chumps, name the ABA single game scoring leader.
Single game? Was it David?
David Thompson.
He was in the NBA then, wasn't he?
Was he? Yeah.
Whoever had the single highest scoring game in the ABA?
Danny Issel had a bunch.
Julius Erving, Dan Issel, George Gervin, maybe?
George Gervin. When did David Thompson score his 71?
I think he was in the NBA, by the way.
Yeah. Damn. But he might have scored 80 in the NBA. Who knows?
He could have.
Let's go with that.
Why not?
We'll try David Thompson.
Larry Miller, Carolina Cougars.
God. Wow. Where'd he go to college?
North Carolina.
Very good. You got
good job.
It. Did it for two Jazz is yours. Well,
sorry
done.
About that, man. That went way too fast.
Good job, Larry.
Miller was a hell of a ball player.
Way to go. Way to go. Was that Larry himself? Yeah. Is that what he was getting at there?
Nice work, Larry.
Clint, you're on the program. Stump the Chumps, Clint.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Clint, what do you got for us, buddy?
So, 8 times the university has gone into the tournament as a 2 seed and lost. 7 of those 8 schools have also lost as a 3 seed. Name the one school that lost as a 2 but did not lose as a 3.
Well, we have lost, we being Syracuse, you know, we lost as a 2, and what were we when we lost to Vermont? A 4?
I think you're right. I think it was a 4-13.
So what would be our
loses
3?
A 3.
I don't know. Might be us.
Did Iowa State lose as a 2 and a 3?
I think so. Didn't they lose as a 3 under Hoiberg?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
His, like his last year? Yeah.
Oh. Hampton was the 2.
Hampton was the 2, but I think.
Under Eustace.
I think they did. I mean, the 2. Duke lost as a 3?
Yeah.
Arizona, they have. Sean Miller does it every year.
Missouri.
Duke, Arizona.
They definitely lost as a 3.
They did?
In 90, Northern Iowa.
Oh, in 90?
90, they lost to Northern Iowa.
All right, so that's them. Who else are the 2s? Duke, Arizona, Missouri, Syracuse. We were first.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Has South Carolina lost as a 3?
I don't know enough about them. I just
Michigan State, I think, has.
Yeah.
What was it, South Carolina? You want to try them? South Carolina or Syracuse?
If you don't remember losing as a 3.
Well, I don't Syracuse. Remember what we were against Vermont. I don't remember that seeding
thing.
I
think you were a 4-13. I think that was a 4-13.
Just because I'll hate myself if it is Syracuse, and I'll guess. I'm going to try Syracuse.
Okay, I'm the idiot that thought I could fool you with a Syracuse question. That's correct.
Yes! Really, you're not an idiot. I didn't really know, Clint. I'm going to give you Jazz anyway for having
tough.
A little,
tough question.
Little
tough
Syracuse
answer.
Question there to brighten my day. And we didn't suck the worst at the end of the question.
I love
so
that question.
I like that.
That's a tough question, man.
Yeah, it is.
Good answer.
Ethan, you're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Ethan.
Hey, Saran, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What do you got for us?
Oh, well, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to one of your former program directors and fraternity brother, Craig Brenner, real quick.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely. And if he was ever my program director, I quit today, because I'll tell you that right
well,
now.
Well, not program director. Producer,
technical
sorry.
Director.
Yeah, technical director. Technical director.
Starting off good here. All right.
Brenner
Chiefs
is a PD.
Hyde, and he played at Ohio State. Who was the last player the Chiefs drafted from Ohio State?
Wait, give me the beginning again. Curtis was still talking. You know how he is.
Sorry. Chiefs just signed Carlos Hyde. He played ball at Ohio State. Who was the last Chiefs player that they drafted from Ohio State?
Oh, boy. God. I'm just trying to think through the positions.
Sounds like it would be a defensive
Oh, it is. Yeah, that safety that never did play.
Sets a ball?
Didn't they have one? Didn't Pioli take a,
yes.
take a safety out of all? Or no, that's a guy from Georgia.
Oh, talking about Sanders Cummings?
Yeah.
Drafted that might have been Mike Sensabaugh, but that was a long
they,
time
they took
ago.
A corner that had some off-the-field issues. It is. It is a DB.
Yep.
He had some off-the-field issues, and it was Pioli. It was Pioli's first draft.
Yep.
God, something white. Denzel White, or does that sound right?
A little bit.
What the hell
was
his
name? Who
was
the kid named White who was a defensive back that was, it was more recent. And I went to corner.
It's a corner that was drafted in our appeal. Denzel White is my best guess on what his name was.
Is that what we're going with?
Yep. Yeah.
You're close. You got the initials right. It was Donald Washington.
Donald Washington!
Damn.
Son of a...
Wore number 27. I remember even that.
Good Lord, that's frustrating as all hell. All right, let's see.
You want me to
get a Chiefs draft? Oh, yeah, tournament one.
Good. I don't care. Whoever's got one.
No. Okay. Well, how about they might not be in the tournament much longer, so I better throw this one out. University of Kansas. The last time they had a non-sellout at Allen Fieldhouse, November 28, 2001. Who was the opponent?
Oh, boy.
Last time.
So it's November of 2001. So
non-con.
November 28th.
So non-con.
Yes, right.
Year.
In the Final Four year.
It was like 2014 to 56.
Pretty close.
It was a state school. That's all I'll give you.
Let me see.
In-state school.
How about?
How
about Emporia State?
Oh, not bad. Same conference.
Same conference. Try one more time. One more.
God, I should know this. I went to UCM.
a little bit south. It was a little south. Southwestern.
Pitt State.
There you go. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Right.
You get jazzy.
State,
Ethan.
Last non-sellout.
Anybody who can spend 4 years in college with Craig Brenner and live to talk about it gets jazz in my book. Well done, my friend.
Where did he say he went? Central Missouri? Is that
yep.
It?
Okay.
Yep. He
good
was a
school.
Mule.
Fine school.
Yeah.
Ladies are undefeated again this year? Or?
Not quite undefeated, okay. And Fort Hays State ladies were the top seed.
And Northwest Missouri State still charges on. And Benedict's from Atchison, Kansas. First round winner, 90-85.
Absolutely.
We'll go Ravens. You're going to win it, Ravens. Everything.
We're going to take a break. Come back. One more segment for you to stump the chumps. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
The program. Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, stop what you're doing because we're about to ruin the sports radio that you used to. We look funny. But yo, we're causing all the fuss, so yo, world, I hope you're ready for us to gather round. We're the new chumps in town, and our sound's laid down by the Brenner Clown. We'll answer all the trivia you got on your shelves, so just let us introduce ourselves. Our name is Chumpty, pronounced with a umpty. Yo, callers, oh, how we love to stump thee. And all the callers who act bad, please allow us to dump thee.
Chumpty Dance is your chance to stump the chumps, mister.
Ooh, stump me, baby.
Do the Chumpty Chump. Do the chumpty chump.
Stop me, baby.
Do the chumpty chump. Do the chumpty chump.
Stop me, baby.
Final segment of the week here in the program on a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. That is what we are playing for. Update you on the basketball. The K-State Wildcats are up 1 on UC Irvine. About a minute and a half to go in the game. Barry Brown, 0 points, 2 fouls, 6 minutes played. So he has been in foul trouble, and they are still up a point playing without him. He'll probably sit the rest of the half. So we'll see where we get. But right now, 28-27, K-State leads UC Irvine. UC Irvine with the ball. Texas Tech up 5 on Northern. It's Northern Kentucky, right?
Yep.
Northern Kentucky, 36-31, 17.5 to go in that game. Oklahoma has defeated Mississippi, final score 95-72. And is there one more? Is that it? I think I'm missing one. One, two. I'm missing one of the other ones. It's already done.
Also in the barn, Iowa 79-72 over Cincinnati.
Iowa 79-72 over Cincinnati. So I hope your bracket is doing well. 913-3-810-810. We go next to Howard. You're in the program, Howard. Step the chumps, buddy.
Hey, guys.
What do you got?
NBA franchise scoring leaders. There's two of those leaders that are not in the Hall of Fame, and then everyone else is either not eligible or still playing on that franchise. Can you name those two?
So there are two franchise leaders that are eligible for the Hall of Fame that aren't in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
That's so,
good way to put it.
Alonzo Mourning, maybe, with the Hornets.
He's in the Hall of Fame now.
Is he? I don't know. I can't. It's the whole world. They put the whole world in.
Yeah, you're right.
Dirk's not eligible.
No, not.
He said that are eligible. So,
but
in other words, they've been done.
But
yeah.
Aren't in.
They had the 5-year rule, I think.
Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki was lobbed from the control room, but that's the he's not eligible, right? Dirk wouldn't count, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Boy, Dunbar. It's got to be one of the more recent franchises.
Yeah,
I
think so. Absolutely. Because all the other established franchises, the guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I would say.
Pacers? Who's the Pacers all time leader?
I mean, Dwayne Wade's got to be the Heat, but he's not eligible. Toronto Raptor? Who's the.
Toronto?
Vince Carter?
Was he the
Toronto?
He's not eligible. He's still playing.
Damn it, that's right.
Would you retire, Vince? Suns?
Boy, I got no idea. Yeah, we're stumped. We don't even have a good guess.
Well, the Suns, it's Walter Davis, and the Clippers, it's Randy Smith.
Well, neither one of them will be in the Hall of Fame either.
Walter Davis.
Could you guess Randy Smith is any franchise's all-time leader in scoring?
Walter Davis, a good ball player, but he'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
No, I wouldn't. Let's see.
NCAA tournament sites.
Yeah, good
question. Three buildings have hosted at least 80 NCAA tournament games. Name any one.
I guess I'll have to say Municipal Stadium.
That's one of them.
There you go.
83. Very good. The other two, University of Dayton Arena has 121. They've been helped out greatly by the play-in games. And the Huntsman Center in Salt Lake, where Magic beat Larry, has hosted 81.
Wow. All tied at 30 at the half with the K-State Wildcats. Edward, you're up. Go quick. Stump the Chumps. Edward.
Yes.
Go, quickly.
In 1969, in Eldon, Missouri, in the Class M District Championship game, two Division I basketball players squared off against each other in the game. One went on to an NBA career, the other one played in the NCAA Finals. One was in the news recently, and one of the players scored 51, the other scored 49. Can you name them?
Four. Wow. Tyronn Lue?
No, he said Steve. 69. Oh, criminy. Yeah. No,
I don't know.
Idea.
Who is it? Who is it?
1969. It was Bill Lowry, Trevor Sales, John Brown, Dixon. He, number retired at Mizzou.
Wow.
Bill Lowry played for.
Okay, all right.
Which NCAA champion won every game they played that year, the winning game by 35 points?
UCLA.
Got it.
You got it. 1970, the two of Jazz is yours. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the tournament, everybody.
Jed Marshall.
I'm outro. Call me if you want to blaze one up.
Pete Enoch.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, really? Of what? Metamucil? Polio? The phonograph? A nice piece of fish? Senior citizen discounts at Perkins Family Restaurants? Deviled eggs as an entree? Liking Ike?
Curtis Siebold.
Yeah, you said that. That's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that. What is wrong with Giving Tree here?
So, Ren Petro.
Man boobs.